Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today for part two of our two-part series is Iowa Senator for District 12, Amy Sinclair. Another bill that had been talked about was eminent domain, just basically how much area around a person could be used before their land might be in question about being used for a project, right?
Sure, and there's a House file that came over to us. We got that on Thursday. That bill came into my office, and we got it processed into the system and assigned out to committee. This is funnel week, so if that bill's moving forward, it'll have to move through a subcommittee and a committee this week before we leave here on Thursday. So it's in process. It includes, and I don't know all of the provisions it includes, but it does include meeting a threshold requirement of 90% voluntary easements prior to a public company that has a private company that has a public good before they would be able to use eminent domain for the completion of the project. So there would have to be meet that threshold of 90% voluntary easement. None of the pipelines are currently that are under review are in my district. Only one of the three pipelines that this would target is even at a point of having a scheduled permitting process, a hearing before the Iowa Utilities Board. So we're having a conversation now so that can be reviewed. But currently, there is no threshold for that needs to be met for voluntary easements. Eminent domain is only allowable after the Iowa Utilities Board determines that a company is doing a project that provides a public good. And so we're a long ways from even that permitting process taking place that would allow for eminent domain. So the conversation is happening now.
All right. And one other bill that has kind of been talked about, there's a mandatory sentencing bill that kind of goes along with gun control. Basically, first offense, there's got to be some kind of sentencing to help keep things like that from happening again.
It's a Class D felony first offense. So it changes the felony classifications for different offenses. It does modify the penalties and applies mandatory minimum sentencing to the control, possession, receipt, or transportation of a firearm or offensive weapon by a felon. So it's all related to the post-conviction. It's not just average Joe Schmo having a gun offense. It is related to felons who have gun offenses. And it changes their mandatory minimums and the felony classifications for them.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know more about that. It does look like it's come from the Department of Corrections. It looks like it's a parole type of bill. And so it looks like it's just changing up some of those minimum sentencing requirements on first through fourth offenses. That was just a quick 30-second read. And so it is a post-felony conviction gun offense that it changes some mandatory minimums and some felony classifications on that.
All right. And then with it being the second funnel week, you've kind of talked a little bit outside the interview of how things have been a little crazy. How have things been going so far?
Well, I mean, so second funnel, we talk a lot about funnels, and we have two of them. The first one is any Senate file or House file that's going through their chamber has to meet that deadline. It has to go through subcommittee and committee process. And if it doesn't by the deadlines that we set, then those bills aren't then considered for the rest of session. Second funnel is then all of the House files that have gone through subcommittee and committee will then go through their debating process and pass off the floor. Any that make it over here then have to go through the subcommittee and committee process on our side, and ours have to on their side. So it's a huge process. Any bill that actually gets to the governor's desk has gone through a subcommittee and a committee and floor debate in both chambers. And we just have deadlines set up to establish a time period where we draw a line in the sand that says, if we're going to talk about a bill this year, if we're going to pass a piece of legislation in the current session, then it has to meet those two funnel deadlines both. And so we did a lot of debate last week, working our Senate files through our debate process so that they could get to the House and get through that subcommittee and committee process over there. So that deadline is this Friday. So any bill that doesn't make it through, any House file that doesn't make it through a Senate subcommittee and committee will then not be eligible for floor debate by the full Senate. Procedurally, that gets really, really tight this time of session. With this final week, the entire week is filled with all of the committees. So we've got each of those committees will have an extended committee block time during this week so that any of the bills that are going through subcommittee process will be able to have a hearing if they've made it through those deadlines. Once that's done, all new bills to be considered for the year are done. with the exception of appropriations and ways and means bills are funnel proof, as well as government oversight can actually convene any time of the year. So as government oversight chair, if something egregious came up, I could draft a bill tomorrow and we could consider it by the full body, because those three committees are funnel proof, largely because the appropriations and ways and means are working with the dollars and cents. And this is now the time that we start working on that. And those government oversight bills come at us at any given time. You know, that's in response to something that's gone wrong within our state government. So they are funnel proof. Otherwise, if a bill hasn't made it through one of the standing committees this week, then it will not be eligible for debate in the 2023 session.
Thank you very much, Amy.
Awesome. Thanks.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.